Ben and Skid, rhyming and stealing HSOs on the Mavs postgame show. Live from the Jack Daniels Old Number 7 Club, inside the AAC after every Mavericks home game on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
3:35 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is the hard line. We're just getting going here for today. We're getting ready to talk a little Mavericks basketball and their big game against the Sad Sack Kings last night. Get to that in the next segment. But first, what you got?
You know, I think we've talked about this before, but I think it's worth bringing up again because I think we're doing the public a service on this. Or maybe not the public in general, but a certain segment has to do with driving and something that I just don't understand. I don't get it, and I saw it again today, and it just bugs the hell out of me.
Okay.
That would be, Rhymes, I know you're on board with me on this. People that don't yield and get the hell out of the way of emergency vehicles.
Okay.
I just don't understand it. I'm going down 30 today, and they're doing a lot of construction on 30.
Were you on a horse?
Yeah, I was on a horse, pulling a buckboard.
Okay.
And here comes an ambulance behind me, and it was traveling at a pretty decent rate of speed. And there was a lot of traffic on there. You know, it wasn't stopped or anything, but it was a lot of traffic to where this thing needed to get over. So I see it in my rearview mirror, and I immediately get over. And there was a car in front of me that just didn't yield. Just didn't yield. Ambulance was right behind it. And there was people on the other side. Well, what can they do? They can't do a lot. You know, they're where they're supposed to be. But here's this car just tooling around. Big fat lady in it. Just sitting there driving around. And there's an ambulance. Probably somebody that needs medical attention. And doesn't that just drive you guys nuts? And I see it all the time. I just don't understand it. When you look up in your rearview mirror...
Well, she probably didn't know what to do.
How about get over?
Is there lights behind you? Let me tell you something.
Well, yeah, you know that, and I know that, but not everybody does.
How?
How can you not know that?
Do you have a license?
Then you know what? If you have a driver's license, it should be revoked immediately. If you don't know when you look in your rearview mirror... Are you taking up for these people, Ron?
No, I'm not taking up for them.
Aren't you?
No.
When you look in your rearview mirror...
I'm just saying that there are those people out there that don't know what to do.
Sounds to me like you hate the ambulance drivers.
Yeah, and love the fat.
When you look in your rearview mirror and you see lights, you need to get over.
Well, I'm freaking out sometimes because I don't know. Sometimes you can't get anywhere. You can't go anywhere.
All right, here's the deal. I understand that. When you don't know where there's a situation where you can't get over.
Like at a red light?
This right here, there was plenty of room to get over, and she could have gotten over, and she just didn't. And the ambulance was blocked for probably a mile. And a mile could mean somebody's life.
Sure. Inexcusable.
Oh, it drives me nuts. Just drives me crazy.
The fat woman has trouble driving.
Big fat lady.
The man who hates the fat lady more than anybody in the world.
I'm just saying.
Cobra.
He's right.
Count them on your fingers as far as when you see like some sort of stupid traffic move. Odds are it's a fat lady.
He's right. One of the reasons why she has trouble driving is because fat people usually have short arms. And they have to hold those arms up. And the arms have a lot of fat on them. They're very heavy.
And...
So are you saying once they get in the steering wheel in a certain position, it's got to stay there for a while?
So are you saying there should be a weight limit on driving?
There should be a weight limit.
I don't think it would be a bad idea.
There should be a weight limit for living.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
If you're a lady.
Hey, he's right. Cobra. Obesity's growing at
epidemic. Did you guys not see the dude who's in charge of fat people talk the other day?
Tommy Thompson?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see the dude who's in charge of fat people.
I'm not sure if that's his title. Dude of Health and Human Services.
What did he say? He goes, listen, as a country, we are fat. And we got to do something about it now. And he's talking about that fat ass that you saw that blocked the ambulance right there.
Oh, that drove me crazy. Man, I drove up beside her.
You fat ass!
And just gave her a go-to-hell look. Like, you know what? I hope you didn't just cost somebody their life.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're being an idiot. Just get over. That's all you have to do. When you see those lights, get over. Let the ambulance by. They need by.
looks at you as she dips her fried mozzarella stick into a thing of ranch on her dashboard.
Oh, man. Yeah,
carefree way.
Drives me crazy. And something else about driving that I think is becoming a huge problem. I thought it was, and then I read an article on the internet about it, and apparently it's becoming a huge problem. Have you guys noticed that you can't drive around without catching somebody in their car watching TV?
TV has become
a giant. Well, see.
Oh, I see it all the time going down Central.
I drive on 30 every day from here to Arlington.
You mean a guy driving watching
TV?
Oh,
yes. Oh, yes.
How? Where's the TV?
I never see that.
Well,
up by your rearview mirror.
Where they are, they're on the mirror.
Kind of right above that on the overhead console in an SUV.
Isn't that against the law?
Yes, it's against the law. The other night I'm driving home. Well, you see it a lot in the back seat. But now they're becoming more and more common in the front seat. So the other night I'm driving home. Of course, it's dark. And this guy in a real nice, I think it was like a Mercedes, real nice Mercedes. And I'm watching him, and he's like watching TV. He's the only one in the car, and he's looking over on at the passenger side. He's watching TV.
Mixing in a little Rockford Files on his way home.
I don't know what it was, but he was watching it. And they had an article in the Washington Post that there's a problem with a lot of people are watching X-rated films.
That's happening here. And I've seen it, too, after a Mavericks game. About four brothers in a big old Escalade, and they're just checking them out some porn.
In the back, though.
I've never seen
that. It's on, invisible to the public. I mean, there's a little kid standing next to it.
You know, when you're driving down the road, you know, you can see what's on TV. You know, most of the time it's kids watching TV in the back seat, and they've got Finding Nemo or
Barney.
Barney. But apparently, according to this article, that there's a lot of people that are checking out porn.
Is that legal?
It's not illegal. The only thing that's illegal is to watch TV or a film or whatever while you're driving. You're not supposed to do that.
That is so crazy.
Well, did you make a citizen's arrest when you saw this happen?
No, I did not.
You
didn't really bother me.
You didn't lasso his rearview mirror from your horse?
You didn't spur the horse and just haul ass up next to it?
It kind of amused me, to tell you the truth. I mean, because I'm sorry. When you're in a car, you don't need to be watching TV.
No, you don't.
I mean, do you? Am I wrong on this? I mean, can't you wait to get home?
There's a lot of things you don't need to be doing when you're in a car.
Do you have a TV in your car?
No. I would not have one. I do.
You do?
Yeah. And the one that I'm driving right now.
Does it ever get used, though?
Never.
You have to have kids.
It's not a TV. It's just a screen, and I've got the DVD player in there. I've never used it.
Because parents swear by that, so to shut their kids up.
And it's in the back seat.
Yeah. So you've never seen it.
You know, when I picked it up from Trophy Nissan, they said, hey, by the way, you got a DVD? And I'm like, oh, that's great, but I don't know how to use it. Plus, I don't think anybody's ever sat in the back seat of my car, so.
Well, I bet they have.
Mm-hmm. No, they really haven't.
I think you use the cargo area for that, don't you?
Lay down in it, maybe.
No, I don't think that's happened. Matter of fact, I know that hadn't happened.
Oh, it will.
But the TV in the car.
Shouldn't happen.
It's just crazy. And, you know, they have the new deal now. I believe it's like the new Cadillac. That have in the back seats, you know, the headrest on the front seat, they're like, that's where the video monitors are going now. I mean, it's pretty neat.
It's like an airplane now.
Yeah, they're making it now where they can put a small screen on your rearview mirror or your side mirror. They can make them that small.
You don't need them.
Isn't the telephone
No, it's absolutely
enough.
Unnecessary.
Have they banned the telephone yet? Didn't that Florida?
I think in New Jersey they did.
That's going to be a law in Texas before long.
You know what? It should
and
be.
And it should be a law.
We should not, especially women.
I'm a big offender of that, too. I mean, I'm constantly doing that.
And
talking
you know what?
On the phone as I'm driving. And you shouldn't do
and
that.
And you can catch yourself making stupid decisions, you know?
Now, Ron, you've got the headset.
Right.
The hands-free. I mean, that's what everybody needs to go to. I wish I had one of those.
Now, that won't be illegal.
No.
That's
what they want you to do. They want everybody to have a headset. Ryder's got a cool one. I mean, I saw you when you pulled in yesterday. You had on your
Bluetooth?
Black shades.
Is that what it is?
And your little...
Your Navy SEAL.
Boy, you look like you were just about to take off in an F-16 yesterday with those glasses on.
Hey, it works good, too.
I know. I wish I had one.
It has like a little Garth Brooks mic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what it has.
It's great.
Well, I don't know if I can do that.
Why? You better.
Snake.
Of course, I mean, you've got like a two-minute commute to work anyway.
Right.
But the TV in the car?
Mavericks, Nate.
Yeah, come on.
Runs, do we really need TVs?
No, we don't.
Do we need that?
That should be illegal. It is definitely dangerous and unnecessary.
Now,
frivolous.
Have you had to talk with your daughter about phone usage in the car and all that when she's driving around? Now
I certainly have. You know, now, if you've got young kids and you're going to go on a long trip, that's probably a pretty neat deal to have. I mean, face it, when I was a kid, long trips were like a beating. So I can understand where families, you know, plug in a DVD and the kids are in the back seat. That's cool. But a guy driving down 30, you know, he doesn't need to be watching The Office over there on a DVD. You know, whatever he was watching. It just doesn't need to happen. And you see it more and more and more.
My parents ground up Percocet in our Tang. We went right to sleep. I recommend it.
Smart.
Tang.
Remember my dad, when we'd go on the long trips, and I'd start the how long before we get there?
Mm-hmm.
He measured everything in naps. He'd say, well, about two more naps, we'll be there. In other words, get to sleep and shut up.
Let's have a pterodactyl fly through.
Okay, here's what I've got to say to the P1. If you see a flashing lights, get over, and don't watch TV while you're driving down the road. That's my public service announcement, Ron. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
The hammer.
The hammer.
That's the hammer.
All right, let's get into a little Mavericks basketball and their big night against the Sad Sack Kings last night. Next here on The Ticket.